the Ray Horton's system and how you think you fit in it?
I'm really excited about it. I had a got a glimpse of it about 2 years ago when we were at the Senior Bowl. And Tennessee was there. Danny and I were on the same, that North team, and got familiar with him and his staff and the scheme. And to now be a part of it, bringing it here in Cleveland, I'm really excited about it.
They brought some new rookie pass rushers. What impact does that have on you this season?
If anything, I'm really excited about it. Emmanuel Ogbah, Joe Schobert, those two guys, I had a chance, to talk with them and, coming into the NFL, what it's going to be like. And I'm just excited to take them under my wings and help them any way I can. I know they're going to bring a lot to the table as a defense. We want to be able to get to the quarterback, and I know they're going to help us out. Yeah, I mean, every coach you get is going to be a little different. I know we got Robert Nunn, who's very experienced, was at the Giants for a while and has some great pass rushers there. And what he's bringing here is obviously something that guys are really excited about. And the drills that we're able to do on the field, and also having Joe Kim on the staff and that strength staff has helped us out tremendously.
Emmanuel, they're going to stand him up, move him to the outside. What do you see from him so far? I know it's early. You guys are only in the shirts and shorts right now.
What I'm seeing in him now is a lot what I've seen in myself when I first got here. Being someone that's been playing in a 4-3 scheme for high school, college, he's never dropped into coverage, and so this is something that's going to be new to him. But he's adapting quick. He's learning fast. He's getting the playbook down, which is big, and he looks comfortable out there.
Just how much did you grow from, week one to week 17, and where did you see the most improvement?
Last year was definitely a roller coaster, but I grew tons mentally, physically, and getting used to the playbook was something which was huge. Being the first time in the NFL and having a lot thrown at me, and I think I handled it well. And as the season went on towards the end, I started to pick up and starting to get in my groove. And again, my first sack against San Francisco really, really took the monkey off my back.
Now, you say you learned that playbook last year. Now you got to learn a whole new one. Is it hard to, you wipe your mind clean of last year and now this new one's coming on?
No, because, once you're in the NFL and you're in a defensive scheme, whether it's a 3-4, 4-3, there's so much you can take from one scheme and apply it to another. We obviously 3-4 last year, having another 3-4 team come in, coaching staff come in. There's things that, cause them that might be different, but sound similar to what you had the previous year. And so there's things that we can relate that definitely help and make learning a new defense a little easier.
Won a Super Bowl with a pass rush, you might say, to simplify it. Did you watch them closely and kind of study them and see how they might apply to what you guys do?
Definitely. Von Miller is someone I idolize, and to see the success that they had on defense and to see how far they got and win the Super Bowl, it just lets you know that defense wins games and championships. And so that's where we want to be. And as pass rushers, that's our goal. And so with the staff we have now, I'm really excited with what we're going to do.
Von Miller as a player, how can you, with your own set of abilities, kind of absorb some of what he does and incorporate it into your game?
Like I said, having Joe Kim on the staff has helped tremendously. Von's very, very fast and is good with his hands. And so that's something Kim can help us out. And then our new strength staff can help us out as well.
Have you ever worked with a guy like Joe Kim? And no. What was that like?
It's a shocker. You look at the guy like, he's got no moves. And next thing he's whipping his hands around. Like, okay. So you give him some respect. And so I'm really excited. And so is everybody else, because I think a lot of guys, this is their first time working with someone like this. I understand he's got the DBs and running backs. He may even have the kickers doing this stuff. And so it's really fun having him on the staff. Yeah, this is my first time actually getting to know him, but I sat down and had a conversation with him, and he was here when Belichick was here back in the 90s, and so and this is his hometown, and so just to have him here back home and doing this thing is fun for all of us.
You mentioned when you first met Joe, and you're wondering what he's all about. the different way of doing things that, you know, the organization's starting to embrace with all the, you know, the strength guys and, you know, bringing in Joe and that. As a player, how open-minded are you to something like that? Or is it just natural human instinct to be a little apprehensive and, you know, pump the brakes a little and say, hey, not sure if this is going
to
work?
Right. And that, I mean, to me, it just all comes down to being a pro and wanting to adapt to the new culture and the new staff and having a sense of respect and understand that what they're bringing in and what they want to do is change what's happened in the past and leave the past in the past and move forward. And they want to find the guys who are committed and who are willing to do what they're teaching.
Would you say that Ray's scheme is more complicated than the one you ran last year?
Well, like I said, it's, you know, you're in one scheme, you can kind of relate things to the new one. And so I think with the time we had in OTAs and things like that, allowed me to catch up and understand it a lot faster than it was last year when I got here.
Yeah, I mean, like, from a maybe call standpoint, mm-hmm. you know, it seems like you guys are checking a lot and you're
right.
just changing stuff when you're in the...
Right, and that's know, that's where OTAs and things like that give us, you know, as players defense on the defensive side, a chance to get used to it. But I think for offense, going in against an offense, I think it would be a lot for them to handle, because you can go from a 3-4 to a 4-4 to a 5-3. I mean, we could do so many there's so many variations to our defense that it makes it hard for the offense to kind of catch on.
Jackson is an offensive guy, and obviously he'll be calling the plays. Does it feel like you guys on defense kind of escaped some of his scrutiny?
Oh, never. No one's safe from Coach Jackson. He's out there yelling at every single person. If you're not running to ball, he's on you. And that's something you want in the head coach, someone who is driven and passionate about the game, who's running around yelling at people. And it's exciting. You know, even though he's on the offensive side, you can definitely feel his presence in defense.
So to build off of what Daryl was asking about all these new things and whether there's been skepticism, for you personally, what do you think has been the coolest addition, the yoga or the nutritionist or the lap pool or the – what do you think has the biggest impact so far?
What I think has the biggest impact so far would have to be Coach Jackson, and then it just kind of goes down the ladder, you know, because he's the one who brings in that energy and commands that we all, you know, be different and finds ways for us to better ourselves, whether it's physically, mentally, nutrition, and he's the reason. I mean, last year we didn't have any of that, and so it really starts with the head man, and he's done an amazing job.
Question about Griffin, and that is, when you know that a player has that kind of athletic skill set, how does that change your mindset when you're approaching him as a pass rusher?
You know he's able to get around the edge. Someone that when he feels the pocket collapse, can make big plays with his feet and get around. And, you know, if you open up the A gaps, he's going to hit it and just run for 10 yards. So you just got to be really careful and collapse that pocket so he feels uncomfortable.